pussy sharp and daggering, and watch the look on my face. Oh, it's I was searching.
The great delay. A
picture frame consistent. What delays?
What games haven't been delayed? I've got
Uncharted 2.
Yeah, well, yeah, I've got a list of games that haven't been delayed that are. Dragon Age Origins is still slated for this year, right? That
no. hasn't got put back. It's in 2010 as well.
It isn't.
Jesus.
So that's
there goes one more.
That's one less. Okay. So.
All right. Well, so what are some of the bigger games that have been delayed? I'm assuming you have a list, Jason.
Yeah.
You've prepared something.
Yeah. So games at the start of the year, at the start of 2009, these are all games that were either slated to or had a shot at coming out at 2009 and have now been pushed back to 2010. Splinter Cell Conviction, Bioshock 2, Singularity, Bayonetta, Red Steel 2, Mafia 2, Red Dead Redemption, God of War 3, Heavy Rain, Mag, Alan Wake, Mass Effect 2, White Knight Chronicles, Army of Two, The 40th Day, I Am Alive, Ghost Recon 4, Split Second, No More Heroes, Aliens vs. Predator, and Dragon Age Origins. Those are all games that were either slated to or had a shot to come out in 2009, and they've now been pushed back to not just 2010, but Q1 2010.
Mm-hmm.
Which makes that just about the most densely packed Q1 I've seen in some time. I mean, seriously, half these games are scheduled to come out in January.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. I mean, I don't know. Instead of like the Christmas holiday, it's like you're going to be getting all those games for Easter or something. Valentine's Day, maybe.
And there's some speculation that these games got bumped out of 2009 to make room for, you know, the big titles. But right now, in 2009, the last half, all we really have slated to come out is Halo 3 ODST, Modern Warfare 2, The Beatles, Rock Band, Uncharted 2, Ratchet & Clank, Crack in Time. And then, you know, you have a title like Batman, Marvel Ultimate Alliance, Brutal Legend, and Borderlands, which those all look like solid titles, but they're not a franchise that you think that other developers would be afraid to go heads up with.
Right, they're not the big blockbusters.
Right. So are these other companies just giving like Halo 3, ODST, and Modern Warfare 2 just a huge like time frame to avoid? Or do they know something that we don't, like a possible price drop, and you know, maybe they're thinking that if the PS3 like drops $100, people are going to go out and buy a PS3 and maybe a value title or two, and call that Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
So, what do you guys think?
Yeah, I mean that's not bad speculation right there. That yeah, maybe they know some inside information. You know, they're going to wait till more systems get moved this holiday, and then they release, especially games that are. You know, just for one console, you know, not multi-platform. So yeah, I think maybe, yeah. I mean, it's like some conspiracy theory stuff, but there could be truth there.
Yeah.
And it's interesting too, you know, we said how the games that are left for this year aren't really blockbuster type games, except for, you know, maybe Modern Warfare and Halo. But now I wonder how well some of these other games will sell, just because there's going to be, you know, little out there, like come holiday time. Like, I mean, how well is Batman going to do now? Because there's nothing else really around, you know.
I think Batman's going to do well.
I think Batman's going to do well, but I think that the delay it had because it was supposed to come out in June,
right?
I honestly did not know it was coming out this month until the demo, and I was like, wait, it comes out this month? I thought it was still slated for September. So I think that with that game, I think that IDOS has done a little has not promoted that game enough to maybe like build back any sales that they may have lost from the delay.
Well, see, I think it's been overly promoted. I mean, I don't know if you've seen the, I think it was the Penny Arcade Strip, which jokes about how, you know, like every other day they're releasing some video or some, you know, like 100 screenshots or just a bunch of different stuff like that.
Really?
Yeah, in fact, it was the most recent Penny Arcade. I'm looking at it right now. They joke that the most recent video is actually someone just sitting there playing the game from start to finish, and it's like a 7-hour video. But yeah, I don't know. I mean, every time I'm looking at sites, you know, there's all some kind of new update, and I don't even check them anymore just because I feel like it's going to just ruin the game. I mean, they've shown so much.
Yeah, I tend to agree. I've stopped looking at stuff for Batman. I've stopped looking at stuff for Uncharted and Brutal Legend because those three seem to be the ones that I'm most interested in that I'm seeing everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm tired of it. I'd actually like to enjoy my game without knowing everything about it before I get it in my hands.
Right. I mean, on that note, it's not really a game that's been delayed or isn't really connected to this conversation other than overexposure. And that's Scribblenauts. You know, I keep hearing on podcasts, you know, people talking about all the crazy stuff they put in and what works and what doesn't. And it's like defeating the game for me because that's the kind of stuff I want to do. You know, like 1UP had a thing where they wanted users to, like, you know, message them and say what they'd like to see someone try in the game. And then they posted like 5 videos of community suggestions. And it's like, I don't want anything to do with that because that just like is taking away the core fun in the game. And that's just getting it in your hands and just seeing the fucked up stuff you can do.
Right. And as much as I'm not a fan of the DS, that game looks amazing. But you're right, I've seen too much on that too. Cause really? You've now shown me almost everything that works or doesn't.
Right, exactly. So I have like no reason to explore. I mean, how cool would it have been to just figure out that Keyboard Cat was in there without, you know, having someone tell you 3 months in advance?
Right.
Actually, I didn't know Keyboard Cat was in there until you said it.
Well, Jason, I'm sorry.
Damn it. Cross that game off of my list of stuff to buy.
It's ruined.
Awesome.
I have a tendency to try to stay away from spoilers, even though I write about video games. I try to like not look directly at news sites because I just don't want to have my writing influenced by somebody else's. So I'll just kind of glance over topics, but I won't actually read anything about them.
Right.
So, like, I had no knowledge of Scribblenauts outside of what I saw from E3. Like, I hadn't seen anything about it. And you know, outside of like the no single player demo for Uncharted 2, I've stayed away from any of those spoilers. And honestly, the same goes for Arkham Asylum. Outside of like, I think I watched like a trailer or two of it, and I played through the demo, and I've stayed pretty much. But I would like to say something. Like, I know Raymond looks at a Harley Quinn video almost every day. I know he does because I do occasionally as well.
I'm gonna have to do it right now then.
I'm just waiting for, you know, the inevitable cosplay, which will be nice.
That will be nice, as long as it's done right by the right person.
Yes.
Right.
Someone who, you know, is female and...
has the body to pull off.
Yeah, right. Resembles her in some way.
Yes.
Right. I don't watch it every day. Now I just watch the demo.
Yes. When she's almost giving the lap dance to the warden.
Yeah, that's awesome.
You know, I guess this goes to show how little I've been following this game because it's been sort of overexposed. But is the demo available for everyone now? Is it just if you reserve the game?
It's for everyone.
Yeah, as long as you're a gold member on Xbox, and otherwise, you know, everyone on PS3. So.
Okay. Cool. Yeah, I'll have to download that today. Did that just come out this week?
Last week.
Yeah.
Oh, really? Last
week. Yeah. Yeah.
What's my problem?
This week was Marvel vs. Capcom 2.
Oh, there was a demo for that?
No, it's the full game.
Oh, Marvel vs. Capcom 2. That's right. That's right.
Yeah, which is awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, I haven't played the new one yet. Like I talked about a few months ago, I tried to download the demo, but it's local multiplayer only, and I only have one PS3 controller. So.
Yeah, that doesn't work.
No, that didn't get me very far at all.
I played some of the training mode for Marvel vs. Capcom 2 the other day, and I can't wait to actually like play against somebody else. My internet is finally, I guess, working properly. We'll be right back.
But okay, well, so I guess kind of bringing it back, I mean, really, it seems that all we're really excited for this year now is Batman. I mean, is anyone here excited for the new Halo?
No.
I'm more surprised. I'm more excited than I thought I was going to be.
Is it because you watched the Nathan Fillion trailer?
No. It's not. It's because, I think I mentioned this before in the podcast when I saw the trailer from E3 that they were playing through. Like, some of the dialogue that happens between the team members of OSTT reminds me of the dialogue and the banter that took place between the members of Republic Commando, which enjoyed. And it just seems like that world has much more color and much more personality when it's not Master Chief.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I enjoyed Halo Wars, and I think I'm probably going to enjoy OSTT. I'm probably not going to play multiplayer. I'm probably just going to play through the single player, but I'm more excited about that game than I thought I was going to be.
Right. Yeah, I really had no interest in it until I saw the Nathan Fillion trailer. And that kind of got me psyched, because I just love him. He's awesome.
Yeah, yeah. So, I'm marginally excited about that. I am really excited about Modern Warfare 2. I played the hell out of the first one, single player and multiplayer. So, if I can get more of that, that'd be good.
Mm-hmm.
And oddly enough, I'm excited about Marvel Ultimate Alliance. So.
Oh yeah, no, me too. I really enjoyed the first Marvel Alliance.
Yeah.
And this one should hopefully be a little more interesting as far as the story goes. You know, since it's following the Civil War storyline.
Yeah.
Which was a great series of comic books.
Oh, for sure.
It's how I got back into comic books. It's like, wow, this is really good. It's not the normal cheesy crap I've been used to for years.
Right. I mean, it was like that was such a great moment for them. I mean, it brought everyone back in. You know, like everyone was talking about it. And I mean, when Captain America died, like it was huge. I mean, it was like everywhere, even non-comic book or like geek-related websites and news sources. Like it was a big deal.
Yeah, that's why I think it's really shitty that they just brought him back.
Yeah, didn't he just recently come back?
Yeah, it's like, couldn't you just leave him dead?
Right.
But, see, I'm still looking forward to a lot of games. I think about it. Everything I have pre-ordered is still coming out this year, with the exception of StarCraft 2.
Oh, I'm so bummed about StarCraft 2, but I'm not surprised. But
I'm not surprised. I just pre-ordered it so that way I wouldn't forget. I don't know how I would, because it's StarCraft, but...
Right. But yeah, I'm not surprised. I mean, I remember... you know, picking up StarCraft and picking up Brood War, and in the insert there'd be, you know, something for Diablo 2, and it would say like coming next year or, you know, coming soon. And I don't think it was until like 3 or 4 years later that Diablo 2 finally came out.
Right.
I mean, they're just notorious for pushing things back. So it's not surprising, but it's sad just the same. But okay, but so what else do you have reserved that you're looking forward to then?
Well, I mean, let's see, we covered Batman. Obviously, Uncharted 2, Brutal Legend, Ratchet and Clank. I think I'm the only one in the world for the next game, but DJ Hero.
DJ Hero, really? You got that reserved?
I have the Renegade Edition reserved.
Oh, what comes in the Renegade Edition?
It comes with a carrying case that's got like these retractable legs, so it can be used as a stand for the turntable.
Okay.
You can take it to parties?
Yeah, I can take it to parties. I can be a DJ.
Right.
My headphones, yeah.
Raymond's going to have to buy a van to evolve his band equipment when he goes to a party.
Yeah, well, and then speaking of bands, I see there's Rock Band Beatles.
Right.
Did you order the deluxe pack?
No, I just need the disc. I don't need all the fancy instruments. They play the same.
Okay. I was just wondering, you bought the Renegade Edition of DJ Hero. I was just, you know, I was just kind of expecting for you to pony up and get the two more expensive guitars and the special drum kit.
No. Well, then I have, let's see, Lego Rock Band.
Really? Is that more for the kid? Or?
Yeah, okay. It is. And the track list actually looks, you know, what little we've seen looks much better than, like, what is it, Band Hero from Activision.
Right.
Which is basically kids bop with no fail mode.
you know, I just wanted to say that, you know, Guitar Hero and Rock Band influenced a lot of people to actually pick up, you know, a guitar and learn how to play. I'm really hoping, Raymond, you'll try to become a DJ after playing DJ Hero.
I already have my own turntables in the garage. This is just,
really?
Yeah, this is just an easier way to get, you know, to do it without having to haul all that crap back out.
Yes.
Let's see. Then there's Assassin's Creed 2, which is still coming out this year.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That's true.
Everyone keeps forgetting about it, but it's still on schedule for this year.
That's true. I think after E3, like, a lot of the buzz just died down. That's kind of the opposite of Batman. They didn't release enough information, you know, following up from E3, I think. Like, that's completely, yeah, off my radar. I forgot that game even existed.
Yeah, I mean, I'm really excited by it, because as long as they can fix the few issues I had with the first one, which they were big, like the repetitiveness of the end portion of it, I'll be happy.
Right.
Because I loved the setting. I love the controls. I like the idea now that it's in more condensed areas that's still open, but not these wide open spaces where you have to ride a horse around and see no one for an hour.
Mm-hmm.
But that looks good. And then, of course, like Jason, I have Modern Warfare 2.
Yep.
But, I mean, I looked at it the other day, and I'm like, God, everything I have pre-ordered except for StarCraft is coming out this year. It's going to cost me lots of money. So I'm taking donations. No.
So that brings me to my PayPal account.
Yeah.
that button that's going to be on the new site, yes.
I haven't gotten to that part yet.
But see, I mean, talking about all these games, with the exception of Modern Warfare, it really feels like these would have been smaller releases. And I guess with the exception of Assassin's Creed 2, which I'm sure would have done amazing regardless. But, you know, most everything you talked about were kind of smaller, maybe more niche things, but now they're going to probably get the spotlight just because a lot of the more well-known games are pushed back.
Right. Now, I don't remember where it's falling exactly, but I'm going to have to pre-order Lego Indiana Jones 2.
Right.
Because I really want that. The idea that they fixed the whole playing co-op, if you got too far from the person you're playing with, which happens all the time when you play with a six-year-old, it kills one of you.
Oh!
Yeah, so now it's going to automatically, if you get that separated, do a split screen for you.
Well, that's nice.
And they're adding a level editor into the game, so you can make your own levels.
Oh, wow. That's kind of cool.
It's like it's a Lego game. How come you guys didn't do this from the start?
Right. I mean, yeah, that's the whole idea behind Legos, right? It's just creating your own worlds.
Yeah, I mean, I can see. It's going to be a great way to keep the child occupied. Here, build a level. Get back to me in a couple days.
Right. How bizarre that a game that's mostly geared towards children would have a feature where if two people got too far separated, it just killed one of them.
Yeah, it's really stupid. It does not promote co-op play, especially when I am told repeatedly that I am the one causing the problems. It's always, Daddy, keep up, you're doing it wrong. I'm like, okay. Sure.
On April 29th, 1980-something, I was born to a new proud mother. She said she would always care for me to the day she died, and she never let anyone ruin my life, but they sure tried. The day that I turned 18, my grandfather told me, he said, Chris, I think you should join the army. I said,
so I was going to ask, what do you guys think about, you know, some of the maybe smaller games that got pushed back? You know, things like Heavy Rain. You know, typically when a game like that gets pushed back to the beginning of the next year, that's better because there's just less coming out. But now with so many big games pushed back there as well, I mean, are games like Heavy Rain going to be kind of left in the dust? Would they have been better just being released this year?
I think that those small niche titles were going to sell the numbers they're going to sell regardless of where they're going.
Mm-hmm.
I have a couple small lists that I wanted to bring up real quick about games that have been delayed, like either famous failures or the handful of successes.
Okay.
And maybe we could see where like certain games, what we could predict where certain games are going to fall. So, you know, famous failures as far as games with delays, Daikatana.
Right.
Two Human.
Yeah.
Duke Nukem Forever and Sin Episodes, which is actually something that I was mildly excited about, and then it just kind of disappeared. Are some, you know, fairly high exposure flops, and then the handful of successes, basically anything that's been done by Blizzard. You mentioned that Diablo 2 took forever to come out, and now we're waiting how many years for Diablo 3 and how many years for StarCraft 2, but they're still going to be successes even when they drop. Lord of the Rings Online, which actually started off as Middle Earth Online in like 1997, it got released 10 years later, and it's actually one of the more successful MMOs. Mm-hmm. It's withstood, you know, and then Valve, you know, Half-Life 2, and the episodes that have, there were supposed to be episodic content, but now they're almost, you know, expansion packs. So, I guess we need to start like at the top, like a game that I think the delays is going to really hurt is Splinter Cell Conviction.
Oh, you think so?
Yeah,
I
because
think it's actually going to help it.
Well, see, here's the thing. Okay, I remember when I think of Splinter Cell Conviction, I don't think of the video that I saw at E3. I think of all the coverage I saw about Splinter Cell Conviction from over a year ago, where it had like a scruffy Sam Fisher, like move, like who looked like a kind of like a bum moving through a crowd of people. I don't think of the Prince of Persia-esque agility that he had in the new version or any of that stuff. I think that they showed so much of what Conviction was going to be, and then they showed like this brand new Conviction at E3, and then I haven't seen anything else of Conviction except for the delay. So I think it's one of those situations where people may forget what they saw and remember what they had seen of it. I mean, at least for me, that's the case.
I never really paid any attention to it when they were showing the older footage, because frankly, Splinter Cell, I never liked it. I thought it was just a stupidly unforgiving game. But then when I saw this year's E3 trailers for it, I got more excited, and I'm willing to wait now if the delay is going to help them put more polish on it or whatever reason. But right now, I don't need another game this holiday season, but I will actually get it when it does come out, because it looks a lot better than what I would never play in a Splinter Cell.
Mm-hmm.
I just think it was one of those situations where they had such positive buzz coming out of E3 that I think it would have suited them well to get that out sooner rather than later. Because, you know, if you sit there and you let that buzz cool, you know, people are going to kind of forget about, you know, what it was that got them so excited about it.
Right. Well,
and if that's the case, then I'm almost wondering if they don't push it back until after E3 to get people buzzing about it again.
That would suck.
I don't think they'll do that. I get a feeling, I mean, we got, what, GameCon coming up here shortly? I think we're going to hear a lot. Yeah, which one is it? I know.
Is that the European one? Used to be Leipzig?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, I mean, that's coming up shortly. I think we're going to see a lot more probably about that, especially since, you know, Ubisoft is a European company.
Mm-hmm.
So there's no reason why they don't, you know, bring it back out. I'm sure we're going to see Assassin's Creed 2 there. And then that's all the rumored Sony stuff. But I don't really want to talk about Sony because I'm afraid they're going to let me down.
Well, yeah, I think as long as they, you know, they keep up the, the support of the game over the next couple of months while they're still working on it, as long as they continue to, you know, every now and then release information or, you know, especially a demo, I think that would definitely help. Because, I mean, I think you're right, Jason, it's sort of a, I don't know, it's not the perfect, you know, franchise it used to be. It has, you know, some marred history, especially with how Conviction started and how it disappeared and how now it's been sort of reborn. You know, they definitely have to keep it in the public awareness. Otherwise, yeah, people are just going to kind of forget about it. And then when it is released, you know, it's not going to have quite the impact it could have had, yeah, if it came out, say, 2 months after E3.
Yeah. So, I mean, another title that I think is that had a lot of positive buzz coming out of E3, and then now it's been delayed to 2010, which is really a surprise for me, because I thought it was going to be a kind of a launch title for Wii Motion Plus, was Red Steel 2.
Oh, right.
And that was like, because I thought that was slated for like a July release, like shortly after E3, and then all of a sudden it gets pushed back to 2010, and now it, you know, is it still going to come bundled with Wii Motion Plus, or are they just going to think that enough people have it by then? What was the catalyst behind that?
Well, yeah, I think any game that is only using Wii Motion Plus will probably be bundled with it for at least the next year, I would think.
Mm-hmm. At least.
And then eventually you'll probably have the option where you can get it without it, and maybe it'll be $10 less or something, or maybe it'll even be the same price, who knows, for those people who already have four. But yeah, I think they're going to keep that going for a while. I mean, they want as many people to get those as possible.
And I know Nintendo just said that they're not planning on packing Sports Resort in with the Wii, but I don't believe them. I expect this holiday we'll see a new Wii that comes packed with Wii Sports Resort and the Motion Plus in it to get more people in again.
Oh, for sure. I mean, they have to eventually do that. I mean, why would you keep selling this essential accessory separate? Especially if it gains popularity enough to where everyone is using it.
I think it's incredible. I mean, at least with Wii Sports Resort so far, I've had a lot of fun with it. And I hate the Wii, so...
So that says something.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wii Sports Resort is actually a lot of fun.
Yeah, no, it is. It is really good.
It just needs online play.
Yeah. No.
Yeah, that would be huge. I mean, even just to be able to jump on and play archery against someone or do some basketball or anything. Yeah, that would be. It'd be huge.
But it's not going to happen.
Well, no, I know, but
you know, it's dream.
You know what the thing is with Nintendo, and I've grown accustomed to this. Is like Nintendo still believes. It still operates in like a Japanese mindset where it's a small country and people get together in large groups and play, you know, play Nintendo. And it's like an across the board demographic. And in America, we still have this, like, particularly with the Wii, a lot of the hardcore gamers are kind of down on it because it's kind of viewed as a kid machine. And there's still this, despite Nintendo's commercials of like old people playing the Wii, there's still this stigma that goes with video games that it's something that the kids do while the adults are talking.
Mm-hmm.
So, when Nintendo makes these games, they make them under that mindset that, you know, the Wii is going to be the central hub of entertainment, and it's not quite there yet in America. Which is why I think why they choose not to focus on online play is because they don't. In Japan, they don't see the need for it, you know.
Like, right.
It's the same way with the reason why Monster Hunter on the PSP is, you know, doesn't have an online option. It's just local area play is because people, you know, get together at a bar or a restaurant to play Monster Hunter, and that's not the way it works here.
Right.
I wish it was, because then I could actually play that fucking game, but, you know, it's not.
You know, I was going to say, you said something interesting there about, you know, Nintendo kind of positioning the Wii to be like your entertainment kind of center. You know, that's every living room will have one, and, you know, the family will play. And it just makes me wish that they did some of the stuff that, like, well, the PS3 and the 360 do in terms of, like, your media and you know, even just being able to play DVDs and all kinds of stuff like that. I mean, if it could do all that, I mean, really, yeah, you could get a lot of people to probably just buy a Wii. And, you know, use it for everything. Use it for all their media, whether it's games or movies or anything. I mean, if you could stream content from your TV to your Wii, or not your computer to your Wii, and just different things like that. It just seems like such a huge missed opportunity.
I mean, that stuff would be great, but again, I don't think it's, you know, Nintendo just has this mindset that you know, they just, like, in their perfect world, like, people get together and grab a Wiimote and play, you know, Wii Sports Resort, or they play, you know, Mario Kart, and I wish I could live in that perfect world where video games were, like, you know, the central form of entertainment, you know, but the video games as a whole is still kind of struggling to break that barrier. I mean, we at the start of the show, I mean, I don't know if you're going to have it on the start of the show, but we talked about Madden before the show, and Madden is probably one of the more acceptable, you know, video games that breaks out of just the gamer genre, you know? More so, I mean, it's, I mean, granted, I mean, I'm thinking probably Wii Sports and Wii Play has kind of surpassed Madden as far as sales go, but Madden's probably, you know, breaking out of the gamer genre and, like, crossing boundaries to your, you know, your sports fans or your, you know, your couch jocks that, you know, that want to believe that they know how to play sports. I mean, that's breaking in, but that's as close as we get to breaking out of this kind of stereotype that, you know, video games are for, you know, kids or for the pimply faced kid in the basement, you know, that's, you know, and I think that's what Nintendo is like struggling is to understand is that America does not view video games the same way that the Japanese public does. Back to topic about delays. One of the interesting delays that I saw was that Sony has given MAG a release date for January 25th. So I guess they're hoping that people have tired of Modern Warfare 2 in 2 months. And I'm not sure if that's going to happen.
I'm not even sure that that's what they're thinking. I don't know what Sony's thinking on that one, but I don't know if they're really trying to compete with Modern Warfare 2. Mm-hmm. I mean, is it a direct competitor just because of the huge jump in players and the different play style? I mean, I know you and I have debated, are people actually going to play it the correct way? I doubt it initially, but it's once people get used to it, it's going to play totally different than Modern Warfare 2. It's more objective-based. You really have to work together. You can't be the one-man Rambo thing that everyone is in Modern Warfare.
Well, I mean, just look at a game like Fat Princess, like that we've all played. How often in Fat Princess do you jump into a just a random pickup game and you have an entire group of people working like cohesively?
Never. But the game hasn't been around that long overall. I mean,
I know, but Fat Princess is a game where you should work as a cohesive unit. Like Modern Warfare, you don't have to. You can, or, you know, if you have a handful of good players, they can just go, you know, go do their own thing, and you're gonna win. You're just gonna ride their coattails to a win, you know. And you know, I think Modern Warfare 2 is gonna be the same way. And people just have this mindset that, you know, they don't want to work with other people. They don't want to communicate with other people. They just want to do their own thing, and they want to get the win. And I think that MAG's going to be a similar situation where even though everything about the game is designed and is, you know, wants you to work as a team and to take objectives and to hold areas, that's not the way it's going to work. That people are going to get in there, they're still going to want to do their own thing. They're going to want to, you know, kill. I mean, for God's sakes, you and I play WoW. Like, how in Battlegrounds? Like, Battlegrounds are another situation where it pays to work as a unit, and nobody ever fucking works as a unit. Like, nobody ever does. You know?
I guess you're right. I'm trying to hope that maybe MAG will be different, but I'm guessing I'm just trying to give myself a false sense of hope for it.
Does anyone know? Is MAG going to come with a headset when you buy it?
Don't know.
I don't know.
Because honestly, that's going to like make or break that game. Because that is the PS3's major flaw when you go online is that no one has headsets. I mean, at least rarely.
That makes no sense to me because everybody should have a Bluetooth at this point in time. It's illegal to not have a Bluetooth in California. So, like, how do people not have Bluetooths?
I don't know. Well, some of us don't want to look like chumps, so we don't walk around wearing Bluetooths. But
Well, ouch.
When I hold on, it, it, honestly, there is a law in California that if you're on a cell phone in a car, you have to have a Bluetooth.
Oh, well, yeah, I know. Well, it's the same in, not in Indiana, but in Illinois. As soon as I cross over, like, to go to Chicago, yeah, you can't be driving on your cell phone. You have to have a headset.
So, you know, I don't necessarily enjoy looking like a chump, although I'm sure I do often. You know, I have a Bluetooth, and when I got Warhawk, so I have a second Bluetooth roaming around here somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just like, it's one of those things where like I just like, it always confuses me when people say they don't have a headset for the PS3. I'm like, you could go out and buy that stupid ass looking headset for the 360, but you don't have a Bluetooth for your phone.
Well, I mean the 360. Well, I guess if you buy the special headset, but at least the 360 comes packed in with, you know, a headset. Because really, I don't know anyone personally who owns like a Bluetooth. In fact, I have one now, but it's just because my girlfriend works at Best Buy in their cell phone department, so they give them for free. They're supposed to use them, so just hers. But well, see, I mean,
I just take my USB headset and plug it into my PS3.
Yeah, that
right.
works too.
But I don't have a USB headset.
What's wrong with you?
It just uses the audio cables. It's not USB.
No, I've got one of those too, but then I stole my wife's USB one, and she doesn't notice, so I just keep plugging it into the PS3.
Yeah, but I mean, listen to us right now. I mean, Jason's advocating that, you know, everyone should already have a Bluetooth headset for their phones. You're stealing a headset from your wife. I'm borrowing a Bluetooth headset from my girlfriend. I mean, we're jumping through hoops here to be able to just to talk while we play Fat Princess. I mean, it's just insane. To think that this system just wasn't bundled with a headset. Like, it seems like such a huge oversight.
Yeah, but honestly, I think that the PSN network itself has kind of been an afterthought since the system was launched. And I'm kind of hoping they'll change it with, like, future packaging. They'll include at least, you know, a USB headset or a cheap Bluetooth, because they make one that's really good.
Mm-hmm.
The one that came with SOCOM was fantastic. The SOCOM sucked, but the headset's great.
Right.
Well, also, you know what's going to be in Modern Warfare 2, right, Scott? Like, one of the, if you get like 12 kills, you call on the C-130.
Yes. Right?
You're not going to want a headset. You are not going to want a headset when some 12-year-old is screaming, "Bring the rain" in your ear when he gets that.
You mean when my wife is screaming that in your ear?
Oh, God.
Because she will.
maybe I can convince Linda to play. They have a PS3.
Oh, stop it. That's just not fair.
Oh, that's an inside joke. I'm sorry, guys. one of the guys in our old guild, his wife is Russian, and somebody on this podcast who shall remain nameless has a small fetish for Russian women.
Wow, Nate, I'm really surprised at learning this. Jesus.
Too cold.
This is getting awkward.
It's not necessarily the women, it's the accent.
Yeah, okay. That's right.
So it could be man or woman. As long as they have the Russian accent.
Well, it's better that they're female, but yeah, every time she talks on vent, I literally just have to put her on mute or I just can't function. It's horrible. In such a good way. I actually blame her for my internet initially breaking because she sounded so damn sexy, I think my internet exploded.
Oh, we learned so much about you every day, Raymond.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Yeah, like, well, I mean, like, my thing with the whole headset situation is, I've always felt that the headset for the Xbox 360 is horrible.
Oh, I mean, like, it's a piece of shit, but it's there.
And most of the time when I'm on it, like honest to God, I'll let somebody else listen. I don't want to listen to it. I mean, like it's like a case study in human stupidity is really what it is. It's so I guess like I do have it for the PS3, but I don't miss it if I don't have it. You know, the only time I miss it is when I'd be playing with like a group of guys like you, but. For whatever reason, you and Nate like to team up against me and Raymond, so we don't even talk.
It does seem to go that way.
It's like we all get on the same team, and like we finish a round, and all of a sudden I'm like, wait, why is Nate killing me? Fuck!
Well, see, and I just get mad because that other killed Jason too, so I don't get why I have to be on his team.
You're just in pain.
Fantastic. It makes me sad that I can't kill him.
The three of you against me and my idiot AI like teammates, fantastic.
Yeah,
but no, I mean I know what you're saying, Jason. I mean a lot of times I don't use the headset either on the 360, but it's just nice that it's there. You know, I didn't have to buy anything extra, and even though it is a piece of crap, it's like if I'm gonna play a game with a friend, at least I have it and I can just throw it on. It's just crazy. I mean, I don't know. You'd think even by now they would have started bundling. Like new versions of the PS3 with a headset, it just seems kind of crazy. Just the same way that you know Nintendo's saying they're not going to bundle the Wii with the Wii Motion Plus. Like it's just crazy. I mean, it's sort of an accessory that you need at this point. So,
just not to get any further off topic, but when the Tall comes out, how do you think they're going to work the you know voice chat into that in games? Like if you're playing something like you know. Let's say at some point they expand the use of Natal and you can play a first person shooter like Call of Duty with Natal. Are you just going to be speaking into the air and like Natal's just going to pick it up, or is it going to pick up all the background noise as well? I mean, how do you think they're going to work that out?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm sure no one has, but I'll ask anyway. Even though I'm sure it'll be silent. Has anyone used like the Wii Speak?
No.
Okay. No, I didn't think so. So, because I know that's basically what it would be if Natal just had you speak directly to it. You know, it's basically just going to be a microphone on top of your TV, and it seems like that would cause a problem. But I mean, if you think about it in terms of like sound waves, I guess. I mean, if they're projecting outwards from your TV, whereas when you're talking, it's projecting towards the TV. So maybe that helps in deciphering. You know, sounds from the game versus commands from you.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, I don't know. I would. Yeah, no, I really don't have any idea. It seems like it would be better with a headset. It'd be a little more precise, but.
Yeah.
Well, you'd think. I so, just confused right. myself. Ignore me. I hit the wrong button on Squarespace.
Okay. All right, and then okay. You know, Scott, you brought up Heavy Rain, and
was Heavy Rain really coming out this year? I never thought it was.
It was at one point. It was slated for September.
Yeah,
I always thought that was just like a GameStop, you know, typo as usual,
like placeholder.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know where most of these dates come from, but it seems like for whatever dumb reason, the internet chooses to look at GameStop's release schedule, which. Anyone who's got half a brain knows GameStop just puts it in there to try and get you to pre-order it.
Well, yeah, obviously. I mean, the day after E3, you could walk in and pre-order, you know, Metroid Other M.
Right.
For like a January 1st release. Like, really? No, not really. You know. But my wonder about Heavy Rain and even Alan Wake at this point is, well, maybe not so much Alan Wake, because Alan Wake actually had semi-positive buzz coming out of E3, but a few months ago, Game Trailers TV had that in-depth, you know, show about Heavy Rain, and I remember, like, the day after, there was a lot of people just like, eh. You know, do you think that the delay was because leading up to that show, Heavy Rain was still, like the first coming of Christ to the PS3.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people are like, oh my God, this is like, you know, it's a new direction in storytelling. It's an actual mature game and you know, people can die and it will change the outcome of the story and you'll play it over and over again. And then after that Game Trailers TV, people are like, really? Really? like, you know, it didn't look as good as, you know, the some of the early trailers we had saw, the combat and the, you know, the, looked kind of Shinmu-ish, you know, and I was just wondering, is, you know, maybe was the delay because of reaction to the show? Maybe they realized they needed a few more months to polish it up, or is it going to be a situation where it's going to be, you know, another Splinter Cell Conviction, where the next time we see it, it looks drastically different?
Well, I mean, I hope they don't completely, you know, remodel the game. I agree that when you see the more recent videos, it does look like it needs a little more work still. But I hope they don't, yeah, like, go back to the drawing board and start over. I think that would be crazy.
Well, I don't think they would start over, but I'm just wondering if, you know, they're going to tweak the engine a little bit more and just make it, you know, try to get it closer to, you know, the trailers that we remember seeing at E3 oh so many years ago when, like, it was first kind of spoken about in, you know, hushed voices. Obviously, I'm wondering if they're going to try to distance themselves from Alan Wake since they are such similar theme titles.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that so. Could be... when does Alan Wake come out? Is there any date at all?
Well, tentatively, they're both set for Q1.
Oh, okay.
So, but either one of those could probably slip. I'm not sure.
Yeah. I wonder how close Heavy Rain and then God of War will release to each other.
All right, so here's another piece of speculation. What if God of War 3 gets bumped up? And what if the reason why some of these titles, particularly stuff like Bayonetta, what if the reason they got, and, you know, Red Steel, what if the reason they got bumped out of 2009 is because they know God of War 3 is coming in November?
more conspiracy theory, huh?
See, I still think it's more likely that they know that there's going to be a PS3 price drop, and
well,
they want to make sure.
If there's a PS3 price drop and there's God of War 3 on the table, aren't people more likely to pick up, you know, the PS3, God of War 3, and maybe something like Modern Warfare 2? You know, like, that would be a pretty strong selling point for the PS3 if they drop it $100 and you can get two great titles.
Oh, yeah, but I just don't think God of War 3 is coming out this year. I think... I'll gladly say I was wrong. It's not going to hit this year. I think you're just holding on to hope now. Are you watching too much X-Files? I don't know.
I'm just looking at all these delays, and I'm looking at the fall release. And, you know, I know that Uncharted 2 is going to do well. I know that I'm not sure about Ratchet and Clank doing well. Like, you talked about being cynical.
Yeah.
In the blog post, and
I'm still worried about it.
I'm still worried about that, and to a lesser degree, I think part of me is still worried about Uncharted 2, but I'm worried about Uncharted 2 because of Resistance 2, and I've voiced that before, that, you know, when Resistance 2 tried to do single-player, multiplayer, and multiplayer co-op, all three of them failed miserably, and Uncharted 2 is trying to do the same thing, and you and I have had this argument that we're not even sure if Uncharted 2 needed any type of multiplayer.
No, I don't think it did, but I think it's going to be okay.
I hope that it's going to be okay, and the demo that they showed at E3, you know, the single player looked good, but again, that was just a demo, and, you know, and then Naughty Dog has stated that they're not going to release the demo, which doesn't make any sense to me. Like, if you have a demo ready to go for E3, like, look, this is a demo that we're playing through. Why can you not just release that demo to the public? Like, it's already there. It's already done.
Yeah, I'm always surprised when companies don't do that more often. Like, the day of E3, you know, they have their E3 demo. Why not release it so everyone can play it everywhere? I mean, that seems like such a good, like, PR move.
Yeah, it does, and I guess I don't have a good answer for it, especially when, you know, I work with people who were at E3 and they keep talking about playing all these demos, and it gets kind of annoying.
Yeah, like that when I wrote that story for Crush Wagon, it's like, and they're talking about how, you know, it takes time and they don't want to condense the gameplay down into like 15 minutes and all this nonsense, and I'm like, you already did it. It already exists. You don't have to spend any more time futzing around with it. You already have a demo that got people excited. Release it. Let us play it. We'll even be more excited. And, that's just something that, unless, like, the only thing I think of is that these quote-unquote demos that they show at the press conferences aren't really demos. The guy is just up there on stage, you know, acting like he's controlling the action.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just something that's pre-rendered.
It might have been. It wouldn't surprise me, actually.
There's got to be something that companies know that we're left in the dark with about, you know, that's why all these games have left 2009 and moved to 2010. Be it some title that's going to get released that you know, it's going to surprise us, or there's going to be a price drop, or maybe it's just they're waiting to see if the economy recovers more. I don't know.
Yeah, that could be true. Although, if it was the economy, I mean, you'd have to imagine there'd be no better time to release a game than Christmas time.
Well,
people typically spend less money, you know, in the beginning of the year.
Right.
I mean, I think you could definitely be onto something. It'll be interesting to see, you know, when something does happen, you know, Sony announces a PS3 price drop, then everyone's going to just be like, oh, okay, well, there it is. That's why. Mm. So it'll be interesting, yeah, keeping an eye out for that. So, delays. I mean, anything else? Anyone got anything else on that?
So far, the only game that's gotten a delay that actually had, like, a solid, legitimate reason is Bayonetta, which basically came down to time. The game wasn't going to be ready to be released in Japan until, like, I want to say, like, September, and they just felt that there wasn't going to be enough time for them to do a proper translation and get it out before Christmas, so that's why it's got delayed to 2010. But okay. outside of that, everything else is just kind of like, you know. And, you know, one game we didn't talk about, but I guess maybe we should touch on it briefly, is Bioshock 2, because that seems to have gotten, I don't want to say, like, any negative buzz or press, but it just seems people have maybe cooled on that subject a bit.
Right. On the subject of Bioshock?
Well, just of Bioshock 2. Like, I guess there's some, you know, some... there's quite a few developers working on it, and just kind of seems to be one of those titles where I think that, you know, all the positive buzz that was going on about the first one, and now the second one's being delayed, it just seems like nobody's kind of talking about it, and maybe people have lost faith in the product.
Right. I mean, I agree with you. Like, I haven't heard anyone who sounds excited about it. You know, I mean, everyone's been kind of down on it since the get-go, it seems.
Do you think that's because it's not being developed strictly by 2K Boston, that it's in the hands of, like, 2K Marin and
I mean, yeah, I think so. I think everyone sort of enjoyed Bioshock to begin with, but then maybe by the end of it, we're kind of... I mean, I know, at least speaking for myself, like, by the end of it, I was kind of done with it. And, I think everyone, you know, enjoyed that game for what it was, but there's just doesn't seem to be much reason to go back to it. To go back to that world. I mean, that was the type of game that should have just been sort of a one-time thing. But yeah, now it seems like they're kind of milking it, and so I don't know exactly, is it like a prequel? Is it a sequel? I know, like, you play as a Big Daddy this time. It's a, you know, it just, nothing sounds quite as interesting or as original as the first game was. And I think the best part about the first game was just the twist about halfway or maybe three-fourths of the way through. You know, that was such a cool moment. It's like, well, they can't replicate that, you know, at least I don't think so. It begins to become sort of like a M. Night Shyamalan, like how he, you know, every movie now has got the twist. So you're just like, you're waiting for it, you're watching for it. And
mm-hmm.
Yeah, I just don't think people are as excited. And then, you know, you hear how they're tacking out multiplayer, which is also developed by a different studio. And I mean, I don't know. I thought the combat in Bioshock wasn't that great to begin with. So I don't know why you'd want to play with lots of people. But.
Yeah. Well, apparently, even though you're a Big Daddy, you're still going to get the, what do they call them? The plasmids.
Mm-hmm.
You know what they were? And I just, you know, just, it's kind of weird, like, seeing, like, when I played through, I mean, granted, I did not finish Bioshock, it was a game that I wanted to finish, but I couldn't play around my girlfriend, because it creeped her out.
Okay.
I was playing. Remember, like it was very early on in the game where you ride the elevator up and you come around the corner and there's the one of the splicers is talking to the handgun in a baby carriage.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, that creeped her out so bad. She's like, "You can't play that around me." I'm like, "Oh, okay." So she just has this like weird thing with stuff like that. So I was like, "All right," but just you know. I remember, like, when I was the couple times that I did see the Big Daddies in action or go up against the Big Daddies, they seemed like such an unstoppable force, and you really had to, you know, kind of use the environment against them to take them down, and even then, it wasn't necessarily something that was super easy to do. Like, to be able to play as one of them, I'm just thinking to myself, like, how the fuck would I lose this game?
Right.
I'm like a walking tank. Like, how do I mess this up, you know? And then I guess it's like a prequel, and I just, you know, I'm just kind of interested to see how they're going to handle that, and you know, then the different development houses. And again, it's another one of those games where, like, I don't think multiplayer needs to be tacked onto it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I agree. So yeah, it just seems like everyone's kind of come down on that game. Like, I kind of feel bad for them, really. I mean, it's a sequel to a really well received and well loved game, and yet. You know, they're having the hardest time coming out of that and getting people excited.
Yeah.
So it's kind of weird. You don't see that very often with sequels to popular games. In fact, I can't think of any, at least in recent past, where that's been the case.
So yeah, so I mean, I guess maybe that's it for delays.
Okay. All right, well, why don't we go ahead and then just right now, before we wrap up, we'll go ahead and announce sort of our community... playthrough that we're going to be doing. We've kind of talked and hinted about it the past couple weeks, but we're going to play through the re-release of Monkey Island. What's the official name of this? Like Deluxe Edition or what is it?
Special Edition, I think.
Special Edition, yeah, I think you're right. So yeah, the plan is to download that this week. I think it's $10 on Steam, mm-hmm. And I think it's only on Steam, but it might be other places. And yeah, play through. So the game's divided into parts then, Raymond? Is that right? Like chapters maybe? Or?
Yeah, I mean, I'm sitting at the start of part two waiting for you guys to catch up.
Right.
Because I don't want to play too much farther than get it all confused when we talk about it.
Right, right.
I can't wait to talk about it again. I forgot how awesome the combat system in that game is.
Awesome. So yeah, so the plan is to go ahead and play through that. And yeah, get through the first part, and then we'll definitely talk about that next week. So anyone listening, if you want to play along, and I guess you could, Raymond, where could they contact us with, you know, if they had anything they wanted to say about the game or anything like that? They do it through the blog or?
Do it through the blog, or there's a fan page on Facebook. Just search for Pause the Game. Yeah, either one of those two are fine. The blog could be moving, but I'll... let people know. I'm not going to talk about that just yet until I've got the new site up and running.
Right, right. That's always a good idea.
Because I keep hitting wrong buttons, so it's going to take me longer. but yeah, the blog is good. The Facebook page, of course, there's the podcast page as well. But the blog's probably the easiest because it's the easiest one for us to constantly check and keep updated.
Right. Perfect. So yeah, if you're listening to this, just check out the Pause the Game blog. What's the URL on that, guys?
It's pausethegame.blogspot.com.
So there you go. You can hit that up and yeah, leave some feedback on Monkey Island or just anything in general. And yeah, we'll be sure to you know read that and maybe even talk about it next episode. So sounds
definitely
good.
Yeah, if you get questions or criticisms, please leave those too. Especially yes. If they involve Jason, I want to talk about those.
Yeah. Any criticism of Jason, we will read on air.
Yeah, and in fact, you could also follow Pause the Game on Twitter, which is just Pause the Game. Leave comments there as well.
Oh, there you go. In fact, if you go from there, you could follow the rest of us on Twitter as well.
Yep.
So that'll definitely work. But all right, guys. Well, that sounds good for this week. And yeah, then I guess we'll be back next week with Monkey Island and a new topic to discuss.
people know the truth, they'll still just make believe. Mercy, mercy, May. We can't just blame it on our mothers. And everything they did was always wrong. And there ain't no turning back when the train is off its track. And there's nothing we can do but watch it crash. And there ain't no right or wrong when we know it won't be long. And there's nothing we can do but watch it crash. They'll still just make believe. Mercy, mercy, me. That's all they came for. That's all they took. That's all we had to offer. Only dirty looks. And when they realized we'd given all we could, that's when they finally understood. Mercy, mercy, mercy me. I'll get by the memories of things we'll never see. Guilty for the statements that we'll never get to speak. Mercy, mercy me. We can't quite blame it on our mothers. Claim everything I did was always wrong. And there ain't no turning back when the train is off its track. And there's nothing we can do to watch it crash. And there ain't no right or wrong when we know it won't be long. And there's nothing we can do but watch it crash. Watch it crash. And there's nothing we can do.